While the economic times have become challenging for a growing number of people, it's become more so for black and brown individuals and families. Yet, as we well know, needs don't decrease during challenging times. Right, they increase. This has left families wondering how they'll just take care of daily necessities. That leaves anything to do with the Christmas celebration as a maybe at best. The next guest joins us to tell how you, I'm pointing at you, can play a part in changing the situation for these families. She founded and heads a program which helps individuals and families in need in a variety of ways all year long. She is the founder of the Black Fairy Godmother Foundation, Simone Gordon. Thanks for being here today, Simone.
Thank you so much for having me.
The BlackFairyGodmother.org is the website to find out more about the organization's work and, equally as important, the role you can play in it. And as we speak, Simone, we're about halfway through your 10th annual Christmas Wish List campaign. Talk about what the campaign sets out to do and who the folks are that you're helping out and how the people can join in with that help.
Absolutely. So the Christmas Wish List campaign, everyone has Christmas and they have these drives and a lot of kids that have wishes. But what people fail to realize is when you go to a lot of the Christmas campaigns, children are getting either a stuffed animal or they're getting a small toy. Children who are experiencing hardship don't understand hardship. So we wanted to change that. So we asked each child to write us three wishes, and we actually have our followers, or more so supporters, grant those wishes because it's not the child's fault. Some people are actually losing their jobs right now. Some people had to choose rent and food over groceries this year due to the hard economic times. So we decided to broaden the Angel Christmas Wish Campaign. Many children are in need of beds. Some are sleeping on the floor. Many of them need coats. And we asked all the children to put on Amazon gift lists or Target or even Walmart so that it gets shipped directly to the kids. So all you have to do is go to our website, www.theblackfairygodmother.org, click on ways to give, and there's so many families in various states where you can give to.
And you've really streamlined it too, because this is one of those times of year when if things are really working out for a person, I'm hoping they're saying, you know, I'd like to help others, but other than, I guess, maybe the most visible way is the Salvation Army Red Buckets, I don't know how to make that connection. You help people find the way to make that connection. So props to you guys.
Thank you so much. And it's always the story behind it. Each child will have a story about their parents, their grandparents, or anyone who is raising them. And we post it on social media and we have people just go ahead and just make a difference.
I think by doing it this way, too, it adds the humanity to the equation as opposed to reading about, well, we need toys, we need books, we need whatever. You're putting a human into the picture, not just the object, which is really what this time of year is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
So when someone, take us through a little more detail with the steps now. When someone goes to your website, we have a link at the homepage too for the BlackFairyGodmother.org. What are some of the options? Describe what actions people can take, because not everyone can give a bed, but someone can give something smaller but equally as significant based on the child's wishes.
Absolutely. If you go to Ways to Give, there are different variety of wish lists with different families and different children. Most of the wishes are under $50. Sometimes if someone is requesting a bed, we most likely will fundraise it, or someone can make just a regular charitable donation towards any bed for a child by clicking the cute purple button, donate. So we try to make it affordable as possible. Toys that range from $10 to all the way up to $50, because some kids are, you know, teenagers. And that way you could just choose what you can give, because everybody, of course, don't have $20 or $50. They may have 11 or they may have 20. Or they may have something else that they can probably donate. They might have an extra brand new coat that their child has, and they just want to give it away. They can also contact our hotline, and we will make that dream come true for that child as well.
And you can find out more at theblackfairygodmother.org. We're talking with Simone Gordon, the founder of the Black Fairy Godmother Foundation, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Your story, I think, is a testimony to perseverance as well as giving back for when things go bad but turn around, because that kind of sums up a lot, a significant part of your time where you could have just thrown up your hands, accepted the bad that was happening, and tried to survive it, but instead you fought to overcome it.
I sure have. I have a son that has severe autism, and you know, around the time that he was diagnosed, I lost my job at a Fortune 500 company. And of course, you gotta go and apply to social services and many nonprofits, but they were letting me down. So I went to social media for help and asked people, where can I get resources? And there were just regular people who were following me, about four people who decided to take a chance on me. My mentor who passed away, Kimberly Rumberg, of brain cancer last year, who helped me create the foundation, actually helped me get back into school, and I graduated with my biology degree. And there was another person who said, I don't have money, but I'm a, you know, that I can complain real good on LinkedIn. And she was able to write a letter to Children's Hospital to help my son get resources. So there's many ways to give. It don't always have to be monetary. Just by talking to someone for 2 to 3 minutes, you could actually change their life. So that's how the foundation actually started, was my hardship turned into many blessings for thousands of families across America.
And using social media for helping others as opposed to feeding an ego for yourself, which way too many people do as it is. And I mentioned back in the intro, too, that this isn't the only activity. You are the Black Fair Godmother Foundation is active all year long. And one thing in particular I noticed, and there's a special section on our website for you listening, you hopefully well know that we've devoted for the issue of domestic violence. I've come to find that, especially the more localized domestic violence organizations, they're good with the immediate care, but that transitional housing, for example, that's a stumbling block for so many organizations. And, you know, talking about stepping forward in teamwork, you in many ways help fill that void.
Absolutely. So what we do here, there are not many housing resources for women and children who are experiencing domestic violence. They are always put into a shelter, but there's always different steps that prolongs them from being stable and being safe. So we have a program that's called our domestic violence program, where we actually relocate the family, whether it's out of state or farther away from their abuser. We pay for the rental assistance, the security deposit. We even try to get them housing. And what we do is we will create a gift list for, you know, our followers and supporters to help furnish the apartment as well. And that's to give them a new start. You know, legislators do not have enough programs to protect women and children when they are in that situation.
And for the victim of domestic violence to know as quickly as possible that they're not alone, and the risk that they're fearing from their abuser, they have protection from, that goes a long way in their recovery.
Yes, it is. It takes a lot. And it takes a lot for the woman or the man who's being abused to get out of that situation. And many don't want to get out of that situation because they're scared for their children. They're like, if I get out of that situation, how will I know if my child will have a place to sleep? So, yeah.
The Black Fairy Godmother Foundation does food assistance. You do emergency assistance funding, birthday fundraisers, daily fundraisers. You've really utilized the tools that technology has made available to connect people with causes, connect people with needs to solutions. What are you hearing from people? Because when you look at statistics, especially with the current state of affairs, the unemployment and even more so the underemployment rate for Black and brown families is increasing at a frightening rate. Food assistance, I mentioned you have the programs. I know here in New Jersey, for example, many other states are going to be required to basically have all people on the SNAP program reapply, and people are fearing, well, if that program goes, I'm already in a bad shape. How much worse can it get? What are you hearing from people right now? How afraid or how hopeful are people?
People are not hopeful. People are afraid. We have people who apply for our Angel Food Assistance Fund, which is a partnership with Instacart, and what we do is we deliver the food soon as the families are fully vetted, and we see that they're going through a hardship. They say to us, well, we have to pay our rent to be safe, be warm, but we have to feed our families. What are we going to do? And these are not just people who don't have employment. These are people who are employed, who work a 9-to-5. These are our janitors, our teachers, and some people who work in retail that are fearing that food insecurity is going to be big, because now you are able to go to a food pantry and get essentials for you and your family. But it's to the point where food pantries have been turning families away because they have a lack of funds and a lack of food to send over to them. So it's been scary. We have a lot of senior citizens who's been getting sick as well. They say, well, they'd rather have children eat rather than they will go and apply for food. And I tell them everybody deserves food no matter what. So that's some of the feedback that our hotline's been getting. It's very disheartening. It's very concerning on the future of America today, especially with food insecurity.
But the turning to you and finding hope and I think a lot of support and returning to security. I'm glad you said vetted too, because there are so many ignorant people who hear about someone going for food assistance. Ah, they're just ripping off my tax money. Well, you want to be stupid, go over in the corner and be stupid. There are people in need, and if you want to be a caring heart and bring some light into a dark situation for people, Black Fairy Godmother Foundation is one of the legitimate ways and effective ways by which you could do that. Find out more at theblackfairygodmother.org. Be a part of their 10th annual Christmas wish list campaign. Help support families who are in need and are deserving of happiness in light of the challenging times that they're facing. She is the founder of the Black Fairy Godmother Foundation, Simone Gordon. Simone, thank you for the work you do, the inspiration you give us to be a part of that work. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for spreading the joy.